welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus. I welcome also everyone connected from all locations. Please make them to see themselves and make us also to see them as much as possible. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly tonight, we are looking at dominion at creation. Dominion at creation. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. The Bible said, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." The Lord bless His word in Jesus' name. Our objective tonight is to understand our dominion from creation. And secondly, we want to understand the secrets of our dominion from creation. By way of introduction, man was created with five mandates. Five mandates of creation. One, fruitfulness. That is productivity. Mandate number one, fruitfulness, productivity. Mandate number two, multiplication, which is increase. Be fruitful, multiply. Mandate number three, replenishment, which is fill up the vacuums, fill up the spaces. Be fruitful, fruitfulness, multiplication, replenishment of the earth. Number four, I say fruitfulness in bracket productivity, multiplication in bracket increase, replenishment in bracket fill up the space. Number four is subjugation. Subjugation, subdue in bracket bring under control. Ensure that nothing gets out of control. Bring under control. And number five is domination. And that is take charge. Take charge. Rule, reign, take charge. So, fruitfulness, multiplication, replenishment, subjugation, domination. These are creation mandates. Were created and commanded. Amagashatolabaya. Created, commanded, and mandated to be fruitful. I stand here tonight. Fruitfulness is not a choice, it's a mandate. Fruitfulness is not a choice, it's a command. You have no choice in the matter. You are commanded. You are mandated to be fruitful. And so I announce today, whatever stands in the way of your fruitfulness, it is collapsing right now. Multiplication is not a choice, it's a mandate, it's a command. That is, increase is a command. You are not permitted to be barren. You are not permitted to decrease. You are not permitted to be stagnated. I stand there by the same mandate and I decree increase now
in the work of your hands and in the things that you do. Increase is your portion.
In the name of Jesus, replenish the earth. Fill up the space. Fill up the space. Fill up the space. Just saturate, overwhelm the land. That's the realm of just saturate and overwhelm the land. Saturate and overwhelm the land. Saturate and overwhelm the land. Fill the land with your results. Fill the land with your results. Fill the land with your product. Hallelujah. Is that Naomi? Really? You came from the U.S.? Powerful. It's one of the very, very, very powerful testimonies that I will share later with her permission. Remember her, ma'am? Have you seen her since she came? All right. Hallelujah. Somebody shout power. The Bible said, these were the three sons of Noah. Of them were the whole earth overspread. Genesis 9:19. The whole earth was filled with what came out of Noah. God is saying, fill your earth. Fill the earth with what you carry. Fill the earth with your result, with your And this is a mandate to everybody. Whatever be your realm or whatever be your field, fill the earth, saturate the earth, overrun the earth. At the beginning of the ministry, we were saying, how many of you remember, evidence everywhere. Evidence everywhere. We need the evidence of God's saving, healing, deliverance power everywhere. 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 Evidence everywhere. So you go to any office, at least you must see somebody who has either been impacted by this ministry or is a member. Everywhere. Just everywhere. Just everywhere. Fill the land. Fill the land. Fill the land. Fill the land. Like they said concerning Acts of the Apostles. You have filled the land with your doctrine. Replenish the earth. Replenish, saturate the land. Overrun the land. Overrun Pakistan. All the way to overrun Pakistan and then overrun Benin Republic, Botswana. Just overrun the land. Overrun America. And America is strategically positioned now to be overrun, to be overrun, to be overrun. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Replenish the earth, subdue, bring under control every contending force, every force that is a contending force, anything that is trying to stand in the way of the fruitfulness, in the way of the multiplication, in the way of your saturation of the land, bring them under control and finally take charge. Somebody say, I am productive. I am increasing. I am filling the space. I am saturating the land. I am bringing everything under control. And I am taking charge. I am reigning. I am ruling. I am in charge. Take your seat. The purpose of this preaching is not to entertain you. It will inflame your heart, and like we just heard from the teaching you had, is to bring you to a point of encounter where you will say, wait a minute. I am not on earth for fun. I am not begging to be fruitful. I am commanded to be fruitful. I am not begging to increase. Increase is my portion. I can't remain on the same spot forever. I am not begging to fill my world with my results. My generation must receive the stamp of my impact. The stamp of my impact. That's right. They must receive all the way in my degree the stamp of my impact. They must receive all around the world the stamp of my impact. Now, I'd like us to rush very quickly. We are centering on the ultimate, which is dominion. You are fruitful, so you can increase. Be productive so you can increase. When you increase enough, you fill the land with your space. We fill the space with your results. And when you have filled the space, you bring every other thing that's under control. And at the end of it all, take charge. Man's dominion mandate was fulfilled right from creation. Adam fulfilled his dominion mandate before the fall. And I want us to look at the fulfillment of our dominion mandate. How did Adam, what realm did Adam operate in that caused him to fulfill the mandate of dominion that can help us to understand where to occupy? The realm of Adam's dominion mandate, number one, was the realm of command and control of the natural. Adam was in command and in control of the natural. He was in command. He was in control of the natural. Somebody say command and somebody say control. How do I know? In Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 19, when God spoke to Adam, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. God brought the animals to Adam, and then to see what Adam will call them, and that was the name thereof. He exercised absolute control of the lion, over the lion. He exercised absolute control over the fishes of the sea. He exercised absolute control over the creation. I believe that he summoned them at will where necessary. He was in command and in control. The realm that God is calling us to walk in is the realm of being in command, being in control of the natural. The realm where we can practically and actually determine certain things in the natural. Am I communicating? Somebody say amen. In the country of Botswana, the mayor of Habarone, on the first night of the crusade, when he addressed the crusade, the first thing after he finished talking, the major thing he asked for, he said, the land is dry. He said their ground is dry. That they want God to remember them and replenish their ground so that the crop of the ground does not dry. Botswana is in the Kalahari Desert. It seems I never knew until I went there. So I told the mayor of Habarone, and I said, and I said to everybody publicly, I said, we trust God that there shall be a rain of revival and a physical rain also. But it will not disturb the crusade. Alright? The rain can fall after the crusade is over. Do you remember that? We finished the crusade on Friday, left on Saturday. The rain fell.
On Sunday, the rain fell in Botswana.
Did you hear what he just said? On Sunday, the rain fell. We left on Saturday. On Sunday, the rain fell. We told the rain that as the revival rain is falling, the physical rain should fall, but not fall enough to disturb the crusade. Because the rain had fallen before to disturb the crusade. When we went to Bauchi, at the airport they met us. And they interviewed us at the Bauchi airport. And they said, for a while now there is no rain in the land. And I told them the rain shall fall. The rain fell before we reached the hotel. And fell in the crusade. Pastor David, you remember? I wish we'd have told the rain when to fall. It fell out before we reached the hotel and disrupted the opening day of the hotel, of the crusade. The crusade didn't start on time because of the rain. And then brought the termites or the insect or the whatever. Brushing. So he brought another challenge.
We had to speak to the termites. Show us the clip of the termites that came and tried to overrun the crusade.
So in Botswana, we were specific. The rain will fall, but not fall enough to disrupt the crusade. It will fall after the crusade is over. These things, we see them to some extent. But Jehovah wants us to remain there. To just remain in the realm of command and control of the natural. You show us part of your crusade, Shafi. Mary Slessor, missionary to the southern part of this country, walked along the bush paths one day and ran into a lion. And she stood and the lion stood. Missionary. How many of you did Mary Slessor in social studies? She was credited with stopping the killing of twins among the Efik, majorly in the southern part of the country. Those days when twins were born, they said they were demons or whatever, and they killed them. And she stood and the lion stood. And she said, "Move off." The lion looked like, "Who is this one instructing me? Do you know who you are talking to?" Say, "I said in the name of Jesus, move off." The lion sniffed the ground and shamefully went his way, realizing not everybody was a meat for it. Dominion. This was, we were born, we were created with a mandate of dominion. We were created and mandated, created and commanded to step. And I announce to somebody here today, in a short while from now, your life and your destiny shall begin to control the physical, control the physical, control the physical. Kenneth Copeland told us a story in the visit we had with him. I think that was October, right? October. Paid him a visit. He kept us for about 3 hours, telling us all stories of his life. He said one day they were trying to travel somewhere and the aircraft was not functioning. I think the aircraft door or something, light or door, something, wasn't working. And the way aircraft is, you don't move an inch where there are some things. So he said he looked and said, what is he going to do? They have to go on this trip. Then he realized Romans 8:28, all things work together. He said, aircraft parts, you are a team. And I command you now, work together for my good. He spoke that to the team and the team answered and walked. All things work together. It's a dominion realm where things are summoned to fall in line. I decree, I announce today, it shall work in your favor. My wife was coming from Connecticut to New York. I think I was in Nigeria, right? And she called me and said the flight was about to be canceled because they said a major typhoon or hurricane or something, a blizzard or something, was about to, a snowstorm was about to land in New York or something, and for that sake she's not going to be able to land and it will delay her flight or cancel the flight and cancel it, probably the time of her arrival to Nigeria. I held hands with her in the spirit in agreement over the phone, and I said, we shift it away to another direction. We declare it shifted. Let it move elsewhere. It went somewhere else. Was it Texas or something? And then the cloud cleared. The other place became angry that their weather forecasters did not forecast it. They became angry. I think they were talking or suing somebody or something. Why didn't they tell them that such was going to happen? After we finished the Houston, Texas, what was it? Was it a hurricane? Pastor Marcus, what was it? That blacked out the electricity for over 400,000 houses? Eh? Everything shut down. They gave, was it a hurricane, right? What was it? Hurricane. They gave a forecast. Declarations, we agreed with them in declarations from here. And after the agreement, there was a statement they made, Pastor Ifo sent it to us, that the storm, they predicted so many days. They said it has mysteriously weakened. Where it was meant to land and cause further ravages, it was weakened. And the sun came up. Before we went to Kenya for crusade, flood had killed people already, drowned houses, you remember. And then we said, are we canceling the crusade? What are we going to do? It was on CNN. It kept on and on and on. And we held hands here, commanded the midnight prayer altar. We pray for Kenya. We declare that the flood be over. The moment we landed Kenya, they sent somebody to pick us. The presidential office sent a representative to receive us. And the woman at the foot of the aircraft said, thank you, sir. Thank you for praying for Kenya. I said, what so? How far? She said, there hasn't been a drop of rain for 2 weeks. He said, since you prayed for us, for our country, for 2 weeks now, there hasn't been one drop of rain. Floods that killed people, that drowned houses, arrested. Was that the first night of the crusade? The rain tried in anger to come back. We sentenced it back. We rebuked you before. We have not changed our mind. He went back and didn't return again. It was a Kenyan person that was reminding me a few days ago. Do you remember the flood that ravaged our nation, killed people that you spoke about? I think it was when we were talking about the airplane situation. This is our things that we hear, we see here and there in testimony form, but God wants you to dwell there. I announce to someone here today, the realm of command and control over the natural, that shall be your realm. Shout yes! Lift your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to step into the realm of command and control over the natural. Shout yes, Lord! What was the dominion realm of Adam? Take your seat. It was the realm of fearless and threatless existence. The realm of fearless and threatless existence. Adam lived in the realm where there was nothing to be afraid of. The dominion of Adam was in the realm where nothing constituted a threat to life. People see snake today, they run. Adam and Eve communicated with snake. Then, at that original beginning, there was not an animal or a beast that was a threat. In fact, after the flood overran the earth, and God was recreating and giving it, and almost repeating the same mandate he gave to Adam, to Noah, in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 3, 1 to 3, we are seeing a dimension of what was originally there. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air and upon all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Our dominion takes us to a realm Where we are not the things that fear things, things fear us. The forces of evil are not, we are not the victims. We are not the ones to fear the forces of evil. The forces of evil are the ones to fear us. Somebody say amen. Before we went to Jalingo Crusade, COVID was the late COVID. Fraudulent COVID. Pandemic. Was just coming to an end. They said there was a resurgence. No open air gatherings. Number two, the religious holiday of the other religion was exactly at the crusade date. Exactly. Number three, banditry was at the highest peak in the Northeast. Suicide bombers. Walk into a place, kill everybody. And now, I am trained to know that if you have two negatives, it is a no-go area. If a woman is pregnant and there are two negatives, you don't allow her to deliver, you operate. Two negatives. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, you can confirm anything. Now we have three negatives that says the crusade was a no-go area. So my wife said to me, are we going? I said, I am not sure. 48 hours to the crusade. Are we going? I said, I am not sure. I think the truth must be told. I was not sure. I was ready to cancel it. Especially for it not to look like we are confronting the other religion by putting a crusade on their religious holiday. And it is their region, not the north. It's majorly part. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because we didn't know. If we knew, there is no way we could have fixed a crusade in their holiday. Their date is announced with time, that kind of a thing. So when this happened, and I went before God, Lord, what are you saying? He said, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be thou lifted, you everlasting doors. Let the King of glory come in. When I heard that, the Holy Ghost spoke to me what he said. He said, I am waiting for you there. In other words, let's meet there. The door is open, the gate is open. So I told my wife, I just heard God, we are going. Were you afraid? Fear, zero. Zero. When we stepped into the land, we saw the way the vehicles were driving. Everybody was hiding on the road. They just moved to the sides of the road. When we asked, he said, in this season of terrorism, since nobody knows who is who, that is how everybody is in fear. When we went and they paid a visit to the governor to pray in the place, he was in the crusade as well in the morning session. The first story he told us is, terrorism is a problem here. That's the first thing, the chief executive of the state. Can you see how we are welcoming to the land? He said, the last time they engaged the soldiers, they overwhelmed the soldiers. He is telling us that soldier couldn't stand them. And I realized that he was not trying to scare us. He knew that we came, that's Jalingo Crusade. He knew that we came with the power of God, so do something. Hallelujah. Beloved, God is bringing you to a point where what others fear will fear you. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Hey! The dominion realm where no devil can determine where you go or not go per time. Somebody shout, yes, Lord! After we went to Maiduguri and came back, a voice note was circulating that they forwarded to us. But the major terrorist group in that, in their language, in their territory, said that why should we come for crusade? That it was an insult to them or something. Do you remember that clip? People were sending to me afraid. That they said, we came, that was it. If you ask God, he will tell you. Fear zero. The first person that showed it to me, I said, I'm surprised. The crusade had at least 1 month notice of publicity. There was advert. It was done in the stadium. I was there with Daddy Gio. And then to make matters good, it was broadcast live. So while we were there, you were aware. Who is he that owns the land? Who is he that saith it? And it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not. Do you know that after that Jalingo crusade, 5 days later, the sword of the wicked turned against each other and they deleted themselves from the land of the living? I want to bring you to a point where fear begins to fear you. In those days, before we came here in Area 1, you know, in the year of 2017, we fasted for 1 year. How many of you remember? Fasted for 1 year praying church against the insurgency, the insecurity, the suicide bombing, and against everything. And when I come, I will be raving like somebody. One day I preach, I say, self-defense is your right. Don't watch your life. Somebody sent me a message, say, why are you risking yourself? You are not the only one in the country. Now let other people talk. As for me, I wasn't aware of any risk. I was just, neither was I proving to be bold. I was only living life normal. When the lion roars, it's not a proof of anything. It's his normal life. The lion was not trying to prove anything. He wasn't trying to confirm anything. He was trying just to be normal. Somebody say loud amen. Let me show you some scriptures. In the book of Leviticus chapter 26 and in verse 6. He said, and I will give peace in the land. And you shall lie down. And none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. That is a promise. And Job reiterates it in Job 5:22 and in 23. At destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. Neither shall you be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. That was the dominion realm of fearless and threatless existence. I said, we're going to go to Pakistan for crusade. And somebody said, of all places, that where you want to go? Yes. We'll go to Pakistan for crusade. We'll go to Indonesia for crusade. Do you understand what I'm saying? If there was even visa or anything to the gate of hell itself, we can take crusade there. If it was possible. And just beat the devil on his own ground. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Who is he that saith it? And it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not. If everybody is a chicken, where will be the eagle? Do you understand what I'm talking about? See what the pastor said from Sokoto? He said, an abandoned land. Abandoned, nobody goes. Who is talking of going to crusade there? That ground, nobody.
somebody has stepped there for
25 years.
When we went to Kaduna, they said that the kind of crusade that held like that held
33 years ago in 1991, Reinhard Bonnke crusade.
And that was that Ranchers Beast or Mutala Square,
that was what. Mutala Square. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If everybody is settled in the comfort zone,
if Americans and Europeans settled in their comfort zone, will Africa have been evangelized? I see something rise. I see a generation of fearless men and women, rugged men and women, rising out of this crowd. I see them rising out of this crowd. And I see you invading the world with ruggedity. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen.
Maybe Area 1 trained us. You remember where we, where our church is in Area 1? That was the den of criminals. Every time they were pursuing criminals and anybody, they ran in that direction. Indian hemp smokers, gambling joint, everything was there. Ritual. A dog and all of that. Caught. One day, one of our ushers was coming to church. They knifed him on the road. Wicked, we stood there and sent them back into hell. After that, were you with me? When that usher was stabbed, and I said, I command this ground to reject the killers. Within 7 days, they fought each other, killed about two or three of themselves. The police rounded up the rest. Yes. Their dead body was on the ground, right? That was the kind of place where the church started. And God transformed before we came to this place. So anywhere the devil said people shouldn't go, let us know. By his mercies, by his power, by his fire, by his oil. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody shout the loud most, amen. Lift your right and say, in the name of Jesus, I am in the dominion realm of fearless and threatless existence. I am in that realm now. This was the Bauchi Crusade, where the insects will not allow people to sing, or even people to listen to the message. If you saw the crowd, they are busy fanning themselves, trying to be delivered from the insect. What kind of demonic insect is this? Where did you come from? Dr. Mr. Nenche was also being overwhelmed. Everybody on the altar there. And then the word came against the insects. Return back to hell from where you came. See how people are busy trying to fan themselves. Return back to hell from where you came. And in a short while, you will see how the insects return to hell. See. They return back to hell from where they came. Clear sky. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Let me go to point number 3. I'm not sure if I can finish all of this tonight. It is number 3, the realm of limitless access and limitless movement. Limitless access, limitless movements. This is a realm where nothing is a barrier, nothing is a hindrance. Access anywhere that needs to be accessed. Move anywhere that needs to be, that you need to move to. What am I saying? In Genesis chapter 2, And in verse 10 to verse 14, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Prison. That is that which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is River Gihon. The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. Now, Adam traversed these rivers, I believe, without the need. No bridge. But he crossed. He went anywhere he went. How do I know? He could summon the fishes and summon the eagles and summon everything at will without any challenge. How do I know, Father? I know because he's called Adam. Jesus is called the last Adam. This is the first Adam. He is the last Adam. Meaning of that is, Jesus came to show to us the realm of the first Adam. The power realm, the dominion realm. If the last Adam walked on water, there is every reason to believe that that was the realm of the first Adam. If the last Adam could not be stopped by a storm, there is every reason to believe that the first Adam operated in that realm. One day, the last Adam entered into a ship, and the ship immediately landed on shore. That is in John chapter 6. While the disciples were struggling, verse 23, 24, thereabout. While the disciples were struggling on the sea, Jesus entered into maybe you can back up a bit. Jesus entered into this ship, and immediately the ship was at shore. They willingly received him. Now back up to verse 19, let's see. So when they had rowed about 5 or 20 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near unto the ship. He said unto them, it is I, be not afraid. They willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land. Philip was on the road to Samaria and found himself in Azotus. That was one man that was transpirited. This one was a whole ship with everybody inside, moved from here and arrived here at the speed of light. How many of you remember commanding the midnight prayer a few days ago? The woman was testifying, I think, from Kenya. She was face to face with a vehicle. A head-on collision was inevitable. Lord, what's this? It's going to head-on. Suddenly, she found herself on the other side. Did she pass under, drive under this vehicle? Did she fly on top? Did she fly to the side? The next thing she knew, she was on the other side. What happened to this other vehicle? She was not aware. I am saying it to you so you can have the faith to believe in the reality of these manifestations. I prophesy to somebody here, God is about to make your life and destiny limitless. That is nothing and nobody shall be able to block you from this moment forward and give you access to realms that are surprising to you and to those who know you. Shout the loudest, amen. Remember how Elijah, 1 Kings chapter 18 and in verse 12, Elijah, they said to him, Elijah said, go and tell Ahab that Elijah is here. He said, hey, you want to kill me? It shall come to pass as soon as I am gone from you, that the Spirit of the Lord will carry you, carry. Whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, he cannot find you. And he shall kill me. But I, thy servant, I fear the Lord. Beloved, carry is a transportation. Somebody say amen. How many of you know that a kingdom of darkness, people walk in some of these demonic mysteries? I don't want to tell you some stories so it doesn't frighten you. A man saw a gunman in his room. Yes, physical gun. In his room. He said, how did you beat the security? He said, they couldn't see him. He said, so what are you doing? He said, you are the only one that can see me right now. He was talking to him. Demonic mysteries. The man said, what should I do to this man? Should I fight? So wait a minute. How do I go about this matter? Heavy security at the ghetto. It's not a secureless person. Armed. You will never see such in your life forever. One man came and talked about a demonic mystery. Slept in this room and woke up in another room naked. Before he began to see. So, who told you that the devil is more powerful than God? Who told you that the devil understands more spiritual technology than God? But I am announcing to you today, in the days we are in, God will do things that will beat the devil hands down. That will make the devil's activity like a child's play. He will do things in your life. He will do things in your family. He will do things through your life that will make the devil and his agenda like a child's play. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, stand on your feet to the loudest shout of amen. Limitless access. Access, limitless movement. Even if it is not that realm we are talking about, that is, you are by the dominion mandate. No force of hell is permitted to block your access when you are needed here. No devil is permitted to block you from getting here if you are needed there. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Maybe I'll say one more. We'll pray tonight because of time. Take your seat. Number 4, dominion realm of Adam at creation was access to supernatural insight and revelation. It's a dominion realm. It is dominating the knowledge realm. Access. All right, call it the realm. The realm of supernatural revelation and insight. That's right. All right, we need to close because some of these places cannot exceed this kind of time. What am I referring to? Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever name Adam called every living creature, That became the name. Talk to me. Whatever name Adam called every living creature, that became the name from that day. Eh? What was it? It was the name before that day. It was an examination. God had made a prophetic deposit. He had made a deposit of his all of his omniscience. Is omniscient God. He had made a deposit in man, and he wanted to confirm. That was why the Bible said, see the examination. Put it on the screen again. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see. Let's see what Adam will say. To see is a test. Let's examine him. Let's see. And God saw that the name he already named them was the name Adam called. So we are on the same page. Which one is this? Lion. He said, that is the name. Move to the next one. What of this one? Zebra. It has lion. That is the name. Which one is this? Elephant. Since it is big. Said, that was the name. That did not become. I want you to come to a point where this knowledge begins to explode. You don't need to be a pastor or a prophet. Your daily life. To escape the traps of hell. And the traps of darkness. Am I communicating? He went further. When he came to Eve, the knowledge increased. Verse 23 of the same Genesis chapter 2. Now start from verse 22. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and he brought her unto the man. In this case, God did not say, what name will you call her? He just brought, the man had been sleeping, anesthesia, holy ghost, tessia. And he just woke up. They brought the woman. And Adam said, this now is bone of my bone. He began to tell the raw material of our creation. I am not just going to call this one's name. I'm going to tell you where she came from. There was no way Adam would know that God took a bone from him. He was asleep. It was omniscience in display. It was supernatural eyesight. It was supernatural insight. It was supernatural deep sight. Dominion realm. What is called the prophetic is our normal realm when we get to heaven. But we are to have a foretaste of it from here. Is God speaking to anyone here at all? A couple of times, some of us have stepped in and out. You see, the day I mentioned about the aircraft that was going to crash and that God will avert it and so on, the bird strike, it was as if a tap was opened from heaven. It was, if we had continued till morning, there would have been light till morning of diversities of releases with accuracy and precision. I had wished that it would flow every day like that. A man that was blind. I had wished that it would flow. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm trusting the Lord for is to take us to a realm where you just stepped in and remained there. One young man, good young man, minister. I have seen him and I have seen who he will marry. And the Lord showed them to me separately. So I knew this man should marry this woman. You know, but there is a way in which you cannot tell someone See this person, this is the person to marry. So I was just watching. So he came one day and he said, I have found who to marry. I said, who is he? Go and bring her. And he brought her. I said, okay. I would have told you that this is the person if you have brought another person. Knew before. One of my children wanted to talk to me. I said, hold on. I began to talk to her and then speak many things and began to pray. Began to cry. Said, how are you telling me what I wanted to tell you? You are truly not my just my physical father. You are my pastor, my prophet. You are telling me what I wanted to tell you. And then praying it for me as a prayer point. Stepping into realms of depth of light. Stepping into realms. You remember the testimony of Brother Lasbon? See, this is how it happened. The Lord is telling someone here that they killed your brother. And it has pained you so much you want to revenge. God say vengeance, you should leave the vengeance for him. He's going to handle it. Unknown to me, this young man had already prepared. He's a soldier man. He had already prepared and he has gotten from intelligence the source of where this thing happened. He had prepared to go and waste people en masse. So I left the altar and started to walk through the crowd. Went all the way to the fifth row, five rows from the back, and entered into the row. And then went and laid the hand on his shoulder. Said, God said you should leave it for him. He began to cry. He broke down. Cried and wept. What is this? So I can't even think. I can't plan. He cried and cried and cried and then went out in the night when he traveled and did a prophetic action. Shed tears. Said, Lord, your servant has said, you have said through your servant that this you will handle. I leave it to you. Less than a week, the whole people were rounded off and cleared. And that evil that brought that death was clean from the land. You know what that man described? I wish it was every single day. But if it is every day, it will be frightening. Because if people see you coming, they'll be running. They'll be running because you are going to say, where is your wife? Why are you looking for our trouble? You say, what are you saying, sir? I think God deliberately put some of this on hold for a while. And also to confirm that we are men, not God. But I'm trusting the Lord that this dominion dimensions will begin to escalate in our lives. Especially when of necessity, we must get to know certain things that will save our lives or save the lives of our loved ones or deliver us from losses of necessity to step into dimensions. I will continue from here tomorrow morning because it's already to 9 and we have commanded the day midnight prayer. But this moment, you are going to ask the Lord. I want to step into that realm where I exist in the realm that is threatless, fearless. I exist in the realm of supernatural light and insight. I exist in the realm above the reach of harm. I want to step into that realm. Stand up on your feet, everyone. Access that is limitless, where no devil can block me. Access of revelation, light inside. Did you hear anything this night? And all our locations, be upstanding. Access, 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 access to light, access to insight, access to revelation, access. Access. Limitless access. Would you lift your hands everywhere you are and begin to, first of all, appreciate God for what you had tonight. 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 Lift your voice and begin to speak to Him in appreciation. I need some people at the back of the microphone. Jarata Satefeta Sokokota Nagalahara. I appreciate him. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and say, Father, I make demands on your grace to walk in the realm of the dominion mandate, in the realm of command and control of the natural, in the realm of fearless and threatless existence, in the realm of limitless access, limitless movements, in the realm of supernatural revelation and insight. Father, it's a mandate. It's a command. I want to obey. I want to obey. I want to obey your mandate and your command of dominion for my life. I receive your grace to obey it, to walk in it. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Just right where you are. Open your mouth and pray. I want to stay in your resting place. Lead me away from things that keep me from you. I want to leave. Just right where you are. I want to stay in your resting place. Put your hands everywhere you are. I'd like us to take that song. I want to live, Lord, in the world of your glory. Everyone will take it, and after that we'll pray a prayer, and then we are through for tonight. Oh Lord, in your resting place, I want to live, Lord. I want to live, Lord, in the world of your glory. I want to live, Lord.
I want to live, Lord, in the place where you are.
To stay away.
To stay away from the pressures and cares of this life.
To stay away.
To stay away from the ways of the world.
I want to live.
I want to live, Lord, in the world of your glory.
I want to live.
I want to live,
Lord, in the place
where you are.
To stay away.
To stay away from the pressure and cares of this life.
To stay away.
To stay away.
Lord, from the way. I want to live.
I want to live.
Oh Lord, just right where you are. I want to stay.
I want to stay.
Oh Lord, be your recipe. Lead me away.
Separate me.
I want to leave.
I
shut up.
Oh Lord, just right where you are.
I want to stay.
I want to stay.
Oh Lord, be your recipe. Please lead me away. I shut up, Allah. Lord, keep me from you. Separate me. Second verse. Oh Lord, my heart.
Oh Lord, my heart is longing for your precious presence.
To receive, Lord, the light of your countenance.
To receive, Lord,
the light of your
countenance.
So I can
escape the darkness that covers the earth.
Oh Lord,
so I can escape
love
of the
Lord. Oh Lord, I want. Oh Lord, I want.
Oh Lord, I want.
No more to hang.
No more to hang.
We those who have no value.
No value.
So I can become everything
I was meant to be.
So you can have me.
So you can have me to
your separate me.
separate me, separate me. Not the spirit, Lord, I need to be.
It's your hands everywhere you are. Get your hands high.
Separate me from the tree.
Lift your hands high. I see a visitation from heaven. I see an activation. It's tearing. The dominion is already there. It's tearing. I see it's tearing. And while we are doing that, if you are here tonight in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven. Adam fell off dominion because of sin. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to make a new day in your life. Carry your Bibles and your bags and rush forward here. And lift your hands up. Place one right hand on your forehead and leave the other hand, everybody. I declare today, now those coming forth, come very, very fast. I speak by the mantle and mandate of God on my life as I declare tonight that you have stepped already into the realm of command, into the realm of control. Hey! Of the natural. Everything that had commanded and controlled your life, everything that brought your life under before tonight, I declare the control is broken. The command is broken. The control is broken. The command is broken. Hey! Step! I speak today. Every trace of the spirit of fear, I declare they are arrested.
every area where the devil has threatened your life, whether it's the threat of a sickness, the threat of a diagnosis, the threat from the kingdom of darkness, a threat from the pit of hell, I declare that threat is broken right now. Step into the realm of fearless courage, the realm of fretlessness. Don't remain if you need to surrender your life to Jesus. I speak right now. Access. Limitless access. Limitless movements. Anywhere you need to be found per time, I declare no barrier shall stop you. Anywhere you need to be found per time, any realm you need to be found per time, I command you to step in there. The angels on assignment minister to you, minister with you. I decree depths, supernatural insight, supernatural eyesight, supernatural insight, supernatural foresight, supernatural deep sight. The thing that only God could have revealed, that only God could have shown, that only God could have unveiled. Step into that realm. In the name of Jesus.